Look closely, my friends. Don't feel bad about looking. She doesn't know we are here. Her name is Della. Let me tell you the story of this woman and what happened one Christmas.
$1.87. That's all the money that Della had in the world. For most people, this was not a lot of money, but to Della, it was everything. When she went to the stores, she had to bargain with the butcher or grocer or vegetable seller. It was the only way to save money. Each penny she could save made her happy, but it was not easy to save even one. It took Della months to save her little fortune. And tomorrow was Christmas. Her eyes wet with sad tears, Della counted her coins again. No, she had only $1.87.
Maybe you feel a little uncomfortable looking in on this sad sight. Maybe her tears and her quiet sobbing make you want to look away. I understand. So let's take a look at the house, shall we?
The house was shabby and old. The furniture was stained. The walls were dirty. The carpet had holes. The only mirror in the house sat cracked above the fireplace. Della stood in front of the broken glass. She let her hair down from the top of her head, and she combed it with her fingers. In the whole house, there were only two things of value. The first was Della's thick and dark hair. It was worth a lot of money to the local wig makers. The second was Jim's gold watch. It was given to him by his father. The watch had been in Jim's family for many years. The rest of the items in the house were worth almost nothing. Christmas was a day away. All Della could think about was the $1.87 that was on the table. She quietly combed out her hair with her fingers and thought about her husband. Jim was always so good to her. Della wanted to give him a beautiful Christmas gift. As she combed it, her long hair shined like water. She had not cut her hair since she was a small child, and it came down to her knees. She was so proud of her hair. Della put on her jacket and her old brown hat to go out. Then she quickly went out the door and down the steps to the street. The street seemed very cold and still. It was early in the day, and the fog had not yet gone away. Della stopped in front of a little shop. The sign in front of the store read, Madame Saffron, Wigs and Hair. Della opened the door and entered. Before Madame Saffron could say anything, Della asked, Will you buy my hair?
Take your hat off, said the older Madame Saffron.
The shop owner had a lot of experience with buying and selling hair. She knew that most women who came into her shop were poor and needed money.
I'll give you $20, she said.
Soon it was done. Della had no time to cry now. She had to quickly find Jim's gift. She went to many stores, and at last she found it. It was a beautiful watch chain like no other. It was silver and gold. It had an unusual design that she had never seen before. The chain was simple but very elegant. It would be the perfect addition for Jim's expensive watch. The store owner wanted $21 for the chain. Della paid with almost everything she had. Even though she had given up her hair, Della felt very happy. Her husband Jim would get a wonderful present. They would have a perfect Christmas together. That was all she wanted. Della got home and took off her coat. She lit the fireplace and started to make dinner. She washed her short hair and dried it by the fire. Della went back to the cracked mirror and looked at herself for a long time. she did not even recognize the person looking back. The church bells outside rang 7 times. Jim would be home in a few minutes. As she hid the chain in her apron, the door opened. It was Jim. Jim came into the house looking tired as usual. He looked at Della. He had a look that Della could not understand. It was not anger. It was not surprise. It was not fear. It was a new expression that Della had never seen on Jim's face before.
You cut your hair?" he whispered.
Della ran to him.
"Don't be angry, Jim. My hair will grow back. Just wait. I sold it so I could give you a Christmas present. It was the only way I could think of to get the money I needed for this."
She pushed the small chain into his hand. Jim looked at the gold and silver chain, and tears came to his eyes.
"This is a beautiful watch chain, Della."
"Oh, Jim, why are you crying? I cut and sold my hair so I could give you this."
She pulled him into the small kitchen.
"Sit down, and I'll bring you your dinner."
"Della, I have something to give you too,"
said Jim.
"Sit down and open this."
Della pulled open the string tying the paper that Jim put in her hands. It was a set of combs for Della's hair. The combs were beautiful. They were silver with little colored jewels. Della had never owned anything so expensive before.
"Della, I sold my watch to pay for the combs,"
Jim said quietly. They both looked at each other. Though they were crying, they were both very happy.
"We have to go now, my friends. We must leave this couple alone. But before we go, do you know who I am? I am the spirit of the Magi. My friends and I were the wise men who brought the first Christmas gifts to a little baby born a long time ago. We started the idea of giving Christmas presents. Our gifts were expensive, but what is the true value of a gift? Sometimes the smallest of gifts can be worth a treasure if given with love. When we give gifts in love, we are all the Magi.